Chapter 13. But let us see whether this people or the former people is the heir, and whether the covenant belongs to us or to them. Therefore, hear what the writing says about the people. Now Isaac prayed concerning his wife Rebekah, because she was barren, and she conceived. Then Rebekah went forth to learn from the Lord, and the Lord spoke to her, "There are two nations in your womb, and two peoples in your belly, and one people will overcome the other people, and the greater will be enslaved to the younger." You ought to understand who Isaac is and who Rebekah is, and in regard to whom he has shown that this people is greater than the former. And in another prophecy, Jacob says more clearly to his son Joseph, saying, "Behold, the Lord did not deprive me of your presence. Bring your sons to me, that I may bless them." And he brought Ephraim and Manasseh, desiring that Manasseh should be blessed, because he was the elder. For with this view, Joseph led him to the right hand of his father Jacob. But Jacob saw in a spirit the type of people to come. And what does he say? "And Jacob crossed his hands and placed his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, the second and younger, and blessed him. And Joseph spoke to Jacob, 'Transfer your right hand to the head of Manasseh, because he is my firstborn son.' And Jacob spoke, 'I know, my child, I know. Instead, the greater will be enslaved to the younger, but this one will even be blessed.' You see on whom he laid his hands, that this people should be first and heir of the covenant. Therefore, if besides this, the same thing was intimated through Abraham, we reach the perfection of our knowledge. Therefore, what does he say to Abraham when he alone had faith and it was imputed to him for righteousness? 'Behold, I have made you a father of the nations who put their faith in the Lord while in uncircumcision.'